Now we come here to verse 19. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. Now you and I live in a universe that is tremendously orderly. But the world by wisdom doesn't know God. Because today many of the great scientific minds are not Christian. I've been rather amazed at the number of folk who work in the space program that are believers. Many of them listen to our program, and we've rejoiced in that, of course, and many of them support our program. But it's strange to me that those who study the laws of nature and probe into the secrets of the universe are not brought to the realization that we live in a universe that just couldn't have happened. And if it did happen, how did it happen, and where did it happen, and where is the chicken that hatched out the egg? You've just got to have that chicken somewhere along the line. And therefore, this orderly universe, so orderly that you can take a rocket, send it out in space, put three men in it, they go to the moon, and they are able to land on the moon and come back. And you say, my man is sure smart. Yes, he's smart, all right. He just found out the laws of God and that everything operates just like a computer. And my friend, if this was a universe by chance, it would not operate according to a computer. But they put that little computer working and the rocket goes right there and comes back because there are certain laws God has made. God by wisdom made this. And God is, and I do not mean to be irreverent, God is no dummy. You and I need to recognize that God is an intelligent person. And he, I think, would appreciate the fact that if we showed more intelligence, more knowledge of him and his ways. Now you find out about it in his school, the Word of God. That's the only place. Now he goes on here and he speaks of this. Verse 21, my son, let them not depart from thine eyes. That is, God's knowledge. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. You see, life and grace come through this wisdom of actually studying the Word of God. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. It's good for you when you're walking, and then when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. There is today in the heart of man a certain fear, a certain hang-up that he has about life. And these things come to us. And what is the solution? And we spend most of our time either walking or lying down. And therefore, we need to recognize that a knowledge of the Word of God is the answer to all of that. How wonderful it is here to find out that the truth of God, it will hold us. It's not that you and I hold the truth, but the truth will hold us.